With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump took his campaign for the White House to Pennsylvania Sunday, vowing to improve the economy.
We will get your energy bill, everybody in the audience, including businesses, down by 50% from 1 year from when we take office. And when that happens, everything else is going to follow.
A fact check aimed at former President Trump regarding violent crime rates in the U.S. during that ABC News presidential debate in September, it's proven false. President Trump said crime across the nation is through the roof. David Muir tried to fact check the statement, saying, according to the FBI, violent crime's coming down. Trump responded, saying the FBI didn't include the worst cities, calling it a fraud, just like the Biden administration falsely claiming that 818,000 jobs were created. Well, the FBI now admits there was actually a 4.5% increase in crime. Senator Lindsey Graham is blasting those claiming to be Republican who support Vice President Harris. The South Carolina Republican said Harris is one of the most radical candidates to ever run for president. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is investigating a leak of classified documents related to Israeli military plans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
The documents in the unauthorized release assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. They note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack earlier this month. It was not initially known if the documents were leaked or hacked. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. A U.S. official told the Associated Press that the top secret documents appear to be legitimate. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. Well, the question is, does your hospital do sex change operations on kids? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the group Do No Harm, more than 220 U.S. medical centers perform so-called gender reassignment surgeries on kids under the age of 18 or offer puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Do No Harm, which takes its name from a key phrase in the Hippocratic Oath, reports that thousands of youngsters have been subjected to such surgeries in the past 5 years at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from Nazis during World War II, heading to New York. The replica of the museum, which is located in Amsterdam, is being built in the Netherlands and will be shipped across the Atlantic for a show titled Anne Frank, the Exhibition, at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. This is SRN News. New developments in the Boeing strike.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of six. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
Jury selection begins Monday in Manhattan in the trial of Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran who placed a violent passenger in a chokehold on a subway train after the passenger was threatening other passengers. More details at SRNNews.com.